You can scream and shout with all your might.
Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, sniffle, piss, moan. Look for a safe space.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can shove your opinions up your ass. That way the Trump and Fuhrer's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget, you have a present, the most likely, the third possibility, which is in fact true, you are wrong and I am right. Happy Friday, especially for those of you who are cubicle dwellers. If you're lucky, you're going to get 2 days off where you can go home and listen to your wife tell you about all the things you're doing wrong. Meanwhile, this is Stating the Obvious podcast. That is the Rebels platform from which I launch a cruise missile by end of the content industry. So fucking statist all around the world. It does not matter what kind of statist you are. Right-wing statist, left-wing statist, statheist, femistatist, homo statist, cyber statist. Even if you're an anarcho-sissy, does not matter. All right, today is... What is today, Randy? Today is the 16th. Of May, in the year of our Lord, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2017. I am the Great One himself, founder, Cynical Libertarian Society. Been on the internet since 1999, been podcasting for 12 years? 11 years. I keep something, a bunch. 12. It's 12, right? Yeah, it's 12. I forget this kind of shit. It's really not that important. I like to brag about it, but it's not really ultimately that important. In the control room is the lovely and adorable Randy. You can send us email at God, it's dog spelled backwards, God, at cynlibsoc.com, on the interwebs. All right, what time is it? It's almost 10 a.m. Having a martini. Yes, the martini is breakfast. Yes, I can do this because I'm a grown-up. And we got a lot to catch up on. I have 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 pages of notes here. Of stuff. Oh, I got this. This is going to be one. What is this? That's the urban climate. Yeah. Got that. Oh, God damn it. The pile. It's getting bigger. All right. This is one of those episodes where I'm going to try to knock out a bunch of small things. That's what she said. First of all, I popped open the RSS feed this morning and checked out the Age of Shitlords to see what's going on. So here we have a male feminist from the YouTube channel The Skeptic Feminist has been arrested over the fatal shooting of a woman in Colorado. Yes, here in the People's Republic of Colorado, where feminism and liberalism reign supreme. The feminist atheist, Alexandre Krulsboff, or however you pronounce that, apparently shot. Let's see, read the phone, blah, blah, blah. Incident happened 9:41 Saturday. Deputies were called, a report of gunshots. When deputies arrived, they found an injured woman outside the residence. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Adult male taken into custody, blah, blah, blah. 29 years, the nature of the relationship with the victim has not been. So anyway, yeah, that's what happens when you're a feminist atheist. And you say to me, great one, but aren't you an atheist? Well, I don't believe that there's an invisible man in the sky, yes. But I'm not an atheist in the sense that I have this fucking fanatical religious attachment to my atheism and I have to go through every fucking moment of my life fixated on atheism and trying to shove it down everybody else's throat. Right? A feminist, an atheist, and a homosexual walked into a bar. How did you know? Because they couldn't stop telling you about it. Okay? It's one of my new favorite jokes. And you can substitute whatever three groups of people you don't like. Me, I don't like anybody. So a person, and a person walked into a bar. How did you know? They couldn't shut the fuck up about it. So there we go. Stop being a feminist atheist, guys. It's just, no, stop. Anyhow, the Skeptic Feminist, I popped over, looked at the YouTube channel real quick. The YouTube channel is still there, so you can have your YouTube channel removed for supporting Donald Trump. But if you shoot a woman, then your YouTube channel stays up because you're a feminist, atheist. Pathetic. All right. Where do I even want to start? Should I start with this because this is the longest thing? That's what she said. Let me start with this because this is the longest thing. I'll get this out of the way. Nothing better than a martini for breakfast, except for maybe two martinis for breakfast. All right. As you know, if you've listened to this podcast for a while and you don't know, that's what I'm about to tell you if you're new. My mother, she's my mother and I love her, and she is as left-wing, statist, just Obama-humping, Donald Trump-hating as you can fucking get. And she sends me these long, rambling emails filled with information I don't need to know. And every once in a while, she gets her politics in there, too. And she talks about how Donald Trump is literally Hitler and everything else. And I just crack up. So one of the recent emails she sent me, she told me that Texas has a new law saying gays, Jews, and Muslims cannot adopt children in Texas. Now, the point of this, beyond just making fun of my own mother and thus illustrating that there is nobody above insulting when you are the great one himself, because this podcast, it's like South Park. There's no sacred cows. Part of this is to examine the hysteria of the left-wing statist. I talked about this before when I talked about how the left-wing statists are so desperate to make Donald Trump into Adolf Hitler, right? I also made the mistake of going on Facebook this morning because I had a bunch of friend requests I needed to approve, and I just wanted to look and make sure that the podcast is actually going out to Facebook. Again, don't send me messages on Facebook. I will not get them. I log on to Facebook, literally Hitler, because again, literally, another word I'm sick of. Every time I hear the word literally, I just append Hitler to the end of it in my brain. I log on to Facebook about 6 times a year. Just when I need, quote unquote, need to approve the friend requests that have lined up and to make sure the podcast is still okay. So don't fucking message me on Facebook. I'm not going to get it. I made the mistake of going on the Facebook, and there's this guy on there, and his entire stream is nothing but him reposting things about how Donald Trump is this and Donald Trump is that. And I saw this one, Donald Trump, foreign leaders have realized Donald Trump is a pushover or something like that. And I'm going, wait a minute, I thought Donald Trump was Hitler and he was going to start World War III. Now you're telling me Donald Trump is a pushover and he's going to do whatever. What is it? So anyhow, and then he puts this post on there about how Donald Trump's stormtroopers are coming for him. This guy. Donald Trump is sending his stormtroopers to get this guy. And I'm thinking, you're just desperate for attention. Donald Trump does not know you exist. Donald Trump is not sending his stormtroopers to come and get you. You are a fucking nobody. But you are so desperate to be someone. You are so desperate for attention. And this is what this whole thing is. You know, Donald Trump is Hitler. Donald Trump is going to put all the Muslims in concentration camps. Donald Trump is going to make it illegal for Jews to adopt children. You know, Donald Trump is going to personally rape every woman on the planet Earth. You know, Donald Trump is coming for me. You know, this faggot has done nothing in his life other than post things on Facebook about how Donald Trump is literally Hitler. Donald Trump is not fucking coming for you. You're just a fucking attention whore. You're just a beta male. He is an atheist feminist. He has brain damage. He is mentally disturbed. Donald Trump is not sending his stormtroopers to come and get you. Okay? I have been involved in organizations who have actively talked about ways to control and overthrow the government. Okay, if there's anybody around here the government is coming for, I've said this before, it's me. And I'm not even on the top of the list. Before the government comes for me, they're going to come for Stefan Molyneux, Larkin Rose, Michael W. Dean. Okay, I'm second tier list. I'm after the government has killed those guys, okay? This faggot has never in his life advocated overthrowing the federal government of the United States. He's never advocated the states seceding from the United States and telling the United States to go fuck itself. This guy is as beta male faggot as a human being can be without shooting a woman in Colorado at 9 o'clock in the morning or whenever it was, right? And Donald Trump's stormtroopers are coming for me. No, they're not. You just want attention. You're just a fucking loser. And the breakfast martini is made with Plymouth gin, the official gin of the Cynical Libertarian Society. And before having the martini made with the official gin of the Cynical Libertarian Society this morning, I drank the official coffee of the Cynical Libertarian Society from Black Rifle Coffee Company. I actually had the lighter blend today, which is called, what's it called? Gunship. It's okay, but it's not as good as Murdered Out, which is still, you know, it's like drinking black velvet that has a portrait of Elvis Presley painted on it. That's how good it is. It's really good. All right, back to this. So my mother sends me this email filled with stories about people I don't know and hysterics about the government. Again, because she has no clue what's really going on and she wants attention, right? So the state of Texas has a new law saying gays, Jews, and Muslims cannot adopt children in Texas. Now, from that statement, the statement, Texas has a new law. Okay, so this means it's a law. It's been passed. The law exists. The law is there. The law is written in the law books. It's going to be enforced. And it says that gays, Jews, and Muslims cannot adopt children in Texas. Okay, so I read this, and the first thing I think is, the second thing I think is, I wish. The third thing I think is, okay, how likely is this to be true versus how likely is it that this is another case of a left-wing statist exaggerating reality? Because number one, they don't know how to type anything to Google. Number two, they don't really know anything about what's going on. They get their information, and my mother does. She gets all her information from things people share on Facebook. And number three, just no critical thinking. So I go to Google, because if it's on Google, it must be true. And I type something into Google. And I read the first result that comes up because it's the first thing on Google and it must be true because Google is a left-wing corporation that censors news and information in favor of the left at the expense of the right. And Google is also a multi-billion dollar international corporation, which all of you leftists, of course, hate multi-billion dollar international corporations. And that's why when you're not sucking Hussein Obama's cock and swallowing his cum, and you're not riding on Apple's cock and swallowing Apple Corporation's cum, you're all over Google and you're swallowing Google cum like it's going out of style. All right, so what's the first? Here we go. Texas adoption agencies could ban gays, Jews, Muslims under House bill. All right, so there's your sensationalist headline. Parents seeking to adopt children in Texas could soon be rejected by state-funded or private agencies with religious objections to them being Jewish, Muslim, gay, single, or interfaith couples under a proposal in the Republican-controlled legislature. Oh, so it's not a law that bans gays, Jews, and Muslims from adopting children in Texas? No, it is a proposal that people could be denied by organizations, private or state-funded, with religious objections. Now see, those are two vastly different things. I know if you're a left-wing statist, this is hard to understand, but that's because your worldview is very tainted by the fact that you can only see so much with Obama's cock in your mouth, right? All you can see is just his pelvic region right there. Five other states have passed similar laws. Oh, so Texas isn't even the first. Five other states have passed similar laws protecting faith-based adoption organizations that refuse to place children with gay parents or other households on religious grounds. Which, again, if you have a publicly, and this is, again, here's the thing about the statist. The statist thinks that if the government is not forcing people to do something, then that's not freedom. That's oppression. If I start my own privately owned adoption agency, and I say I don't want to help gays or Muslims or Jews or single people, God, Jesus Christ, the idea that single people should be allowed to adopt children. I mean, I don't necessarily going to sit here and argue about the Jews and the Muslims. The homosexuals and the single people, yes. So at my privately owned adoption agency that I personally am going to start, no, if you show up and you're like, I'm single, I want to adopt a child, fuck you. But to the left-wing statist, that's oppression. To the left-wing statist, freedom is the government forcing me to help single women adopt children. This is how fucked up the statist is. And you right-wing statists are right there along with this too. Don't pretend I'm not talking about you either. To the statist, the government not forcing people to do something people don't want to do is oppression. But the Texas rule would extend to state-funded agencies. Only South Dakota's is similarly sweeping. And again, here's the other thing. So you've got these adoption agencies. You've got everything out there. Whatever the fuck it is, right? Everybody wants the government to be involved. The government should fund adoption. Why? I mean, why is the government even involved in adoption, right? Some woman, she spits out a fucking kid. She doesn't want it. Why does the government even need to be involved in where the kid goes? There's these people over here, they want to raise the kid. Why can't she just give the kid to them? Oh, we know the answer, because the government owns you. You are a slave. The government has to have control over who your parents are and where you go as a child. And some of you will say, but great one, this woman, she can't make that decision on her own. Well, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. So you're saying women can't decide who's best suited to raise their children? Are you saying women aren't smart enough? Don't you understand women are strong and independent? Are you not a feminist atheist? What do you mean women, a woman can't decide who should raise her child? That sounds very misogynistic and sexist to me. How dare you? Women are far smarter than men. And if women just ran the world, everything would be perfect. And so this sick idea you have that women just aren't capable of deciding on their own who should raise their children? Well, you obviously hate women. So the statist wants the government to be involved in everything. The statist wants the government to fund adoption. You call it a clinic? Adoption organizations. Okay, and once again, this is the problem, dumbasses, with government funding. With government funding comes government control. Once you start taking the government money, then the government can show up, because, you know, it's just like, hey, if you're living in my house, you're going to obey my rules. See, the statist, they want the government funding, but they also don't want the government to control what they're doing. Now, they want the government to make laws, but they only want the government laws to oppress people they disagree with. Again, the statist does not understand that when the government can make laws controlling people's behavior, some of those laws are going to control your behavior. This is why it's an all or nothing. This is why, as I have said, everybody, ultimately, you're either a statist or you're an anarchist. There ain't no, it's a binary. It's like gender, right? There's two. There's boys and girls. There's statist and anarchist. There is nothing else. If you are a statist, and you especially see this on the right wingers, are guilty of this one too, right? They want the government to make all these laws, but without impinging on their freedom. Well, I have bad fucking news for you, okay? The government that can impinge on other people's freedom also can impinge on your freedom. Right, the big one that the right wingers have going on right now that pisses me off is with the whole immigration and welfare thing. Well, the government's got to make laws to stop illegal immigrants from getting welfare, which of course isn't going to fucking work. Illegal immigrants will get welfare for as long as welfare exists. If you want illegal immigrants to stop getting welfare, you have to get rid of welfare. The bill is scheduled to be debated Tuesday morning in the State House. That would be, I'm trying to remember when this happened. I think this was Tuesday last week, not Tuesday today. Republican sponsors of Texas bill say it's designed to support the religious freedom of adoption agencies and foster care providers. Many of the agencies are private and faith-based, but receive state funds. But opponents say it robs children of stable homes while funding discrimination with taxpayer dollars. Unlike, of course, affirmative action, which is not discrimination, which is funded by taxpayer dollars. No, not at all. And as always, there's nothing wrong with discrimination. You should be discriminating, right? You don't just eat anything. You should discriminate in your choices of food. You don't just make your martini with any kind of gin. You discriminate in favor of Plymouth gin because it is the best. And just because you've said, and this goes all the way back to, we're going to force people who make wedding cakes to make wedding cakes for homosexuals. Just because you start a business, just because you're not a fucking welfare parasite, right? Because you're creating value for other people, does not mean the government should show up and force you to do things you don't want to do. This whole bizarre notion in our society, thanks to statism, that once you open a business, somehow or another, you no longer have, God damn it, I don't want to use the word right, because there's no such thing as rights. That when you open a business, you are now somehow obligated to provide whatever service you're providing to absolutely anybody who shows up. That you're not allowed to make your own choices. That you're not allowed to say, I choose not to provide service to you, right? Just this whole, and the people, of course, who need these laws to force people to provide them with services are universally the most inferior people in our fucking society. And of course, there's a fucking leaf blower outside. The other day, God damn it! You know how much I hate leaf blowers. It's that time of the season. Jesus fucking Christ. Everything's green in Colorado. They got to mow the lawn. They're out there leaf blowing the rocks. I'm not making this up. We have Xeno sculpturing around here because it's Colorado. It's a fucking desert, right? And so there's areas that have rocks. It's just nothing wrong. There's a fucking faggot out there. Not a homosexual, a faggot. There's a faggot out there with a leaf blower. Leaf blowing the fucking rocks. There's no leaves on the rocks. There's no cut grass from lawn mowing. Because when they mow the lawn, they use a big lawn bag thing. This is the neighbors. This isn't my lawn. Your kids get off my lawn. They're out there leaf blowing the rocks. In addition to the people who voted for Hillary Clinton, the other people Donald Trump should put in concentration camps and exterminate is anybody who fucking uses a leaf blower and anybody who pays somebody else to use a leaf blower. All right, anyway, the leaf blower is gone. Where was I? Oh, yeah, I was whining about the government and drinking martini. While I'm bitching about things, here's another thing we need to do. I am tired of old people driving cars, and I am tired of young people driving cars because none of these people know what the fuck they're doing. I am fucking tired of almost getting run over every time I try to cross the street, and it's either some fucking young person yakking on their cell phone or it's some fucking old person drooling on themselves. So, we need laws. We want the government to control everything, right? Okay, here's a law that I want. We need to make it illegal for young people and old people to drive. Here we go. Basically, if you're younger than 30 or older than 35, you can't have a driver's license. You need to not be on the fucking road, all right? Because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. That's it. You can only drive an automobile between the ages of 30 and 35. All right, quote, this would allow adoption agencies to turn away qualified loving parents who are perhaps perfect in every way because the agency has a difference in religious belief. This goes against the best interest of the child. This bill also blatantly violates the Constitution. Catherine Oakley, senior legislative counsel for the Human Rights Campaign, babbled. I was not aware that the Constitution specified that people have a right to adopt children. I didn't know that was in there. Gosh, there's so much in the Constitution I didn't know about. I mean, I've only read the Constitution multiple fucking times. I never saw the right to adopt children. Quote, as a government entity, Texas is bound to treat people equally under the law. This is a violation of equal protection under the law, unquote, said Oakley. Okay, treating people equally under the law. So we're going to have affirmative action for white people. Last time I checked, the American Disabilities Act says you have to make wheelchair ramps and all this shit for handicapped people. But non-handicapped people don't have that. So are we going to eliminate all of the ramps and the handicapped bathrooms and everything because non-handicapped people don't need those? We're going to treat everybody equally under the law. So that means, of course, that men will have a quote-unquote right, which doesn't really exist, but we're using the word right now because I'm just making fun of people. So men now have a right to abortion? Okay, every time you hear some fucking moron talking about treating people equally under the law, once again, this is a code phrase for I have no legitimate, intelligent, objective, substantial argument to support my point of view, so I'm going to start whining about equality under the law. There hasn't been equality under the law ever. As I've said before, women will never be equal under the law to men because they're not going to give up all their special privileges and rights. Equality under the law. So parents are going to stop getting tax breaks for having children? Oh, that would be wonderful. That's another thing I'm sick of is fucking parents whining about how they should pay less taxes. No, you should pay more taxes. The idea that you have these kids who are using more resources, destroying the environment, all this other shit just by their existence. No, you should pay more taxes if you have children, not less. State Representative James Frank, the bill's author, said it is designed to address the state's foster care crisis by making, quote, reasonable accommodations so everyone can participate in the system. Everyone is welcome, but you don't have to think alike to participate, unquote, said Frank, a Republican from rural Wichita Falls near Texas's border with Oklahoma. Yeah. And that's just psychobabble also. I'm not even really sure what that means. Because in NK, and this is why when I look at the fighting between the left-wing statist and the right-wing statist, as I have often said, it's like watching two retarded children in a sandbox fighting over a toy. Neither of you realize how stupid you are. In Ancapitice, people just do what the fuck they want. And if you want to start an adoption agency and only adopt to heterosexual, only help heterosexual white Christian couples adopt children, then you can do that. And if you want to start an adoption agency and you only want to help pedophilic homosexuals adopt children, you can do that. And then the behavior of human beings will simply determine which of those two wins out. A federal judge in 2015 ruled that the state's foster care system violated youngsters' constitutional rights. Really, which constitutional rights are those? Republican Governor Greg Abbott made fixing it an, quote, emergency priority, and the legislature has increased funding while backing a number of major... There you go. See, whenever you have a problem, when you're the government and there's a problem, all you have to do is throw money at it, because that's worked so fucking well. I mean, look at all the money we've thrown at poor people. And my God, there's no poverty anymore. Look at all the money the government has thrown at bombing foreign countries. And, well, that solved a lot of problems, right? Look at all the money we've thrown at solar energy. God knows there's solar panels there, and the solar energy is just everywhere. Yes, there's your solution. Let's throw more fucking money at it. Suzanne Bryant, an Austin-based adoption attorney who works with LGBTKKK clients and was one of the first individuals to have a legal same-sex marriage in Texas, said the bill fails to provide alternatives for prospective parents rebuffed by adoption agencies. Quote, say you call an agency and say, I'm Jewish, and it's a Catholic agency, and they hang up on you. The bill says you can be referred to another agency, but there's no mechanism to set that up. Okay, all right, hold it. I just deep breath. And by the way, I'm reading this article cold. I haven't pre-read this. This is the fucking stupidity. This, when I say to you that when Ancapitice happens, 99% of the population will starve to death and die because they're too stupid to survive. This is what I'm talking about. This stupid fucking cunt is sitting here. So if you call an agency and you say, I'm Jewish, and it's a Catholic agency. Okay, first of all, if you're Jewish, why would you call a Catholic adoption agency? Are you that? Yes, you are that stupid. That's the problem. You are that stupid. Let's offend some Jews right now. Let's go over this again. Adolf Hitler killed the smart Jews because the smart Jews were dangerous to him. The smart Jews were a threat. He didn't kill the stupid Jews because the stupid Jews were not dangerous and they could pick up heavy objects and be used for medical experiments. Adolf Hitler, this is why the fucking government-sponsored genocide doesn't work. Hitler killed the wrong people. He killed the smart ones instead of the stupid ones. And now we have people like Suzanne Bryant, okay? So, and saying this shit. So you're a Jew and you call a Catholic adoption agency. Why would you do that? Oh, it's because you're stupid. It's because the government cannot do fucking genetic engineering. The government should not be involved in genocide because people in government should be the first ones killed in order to make the fucking human race better. They should not be deciding who does get killed. So now we have a bunch of dumb Jews, thanks to Adolf Hitler, killing all the smart Jews. Thanks, dumbass. Thanks a lot. Okay, you fucked that one up, didn't you? So we've got these stupid Jews who call a Catholic adoption agency instead of a Jewish adoption agency. And the Catholics hang up on you because they're so rude, because they're probably white and they're heterosexual and they believe in Western culture and they're just brimming with hatred for Jews, because we know that's all Catholics want to do is just go out and kill Jews. They're just obsessed with Jew killing. So the bill says you can be referred to another agency, but there's no mechanism to set that up. So if you're a Jew, you're not smart enough to find another adoption agency and call them on the telephone without the government helping you. You're not smart enough to go to google.com and type in Texas Jewish Adoption Agency and then hit enter and then click on a link and find a phone number and call it. You can't do that without the government holding your hand. This is why I'm saying you statists are fucking inferior. You think that if the government doesn't help you find another adoption agency, you're being oppressed because you can't use Google. This is stupidity. This is what stupidity looks like. This is inferiority. When you need the government to help you find an adoption agency, you should not be adopting a child. If you're that stupid, how do you think you're going to raise a child? How are you going to raise? You're going to raise another fucking Democrat. Not only could agencies turn away hopeful parents, they're hopeful parents. Not only could agencies turn away hopeful parents under the religious freedom provision, but they could require children in the foster care system to comply with their faith-based requirements. First of all, the agencies should be able to turn parents away. What if I flip everything. What if I set up a child adoption agency where I was going to take Muslim children or children from homosexual couples who used artificial insemination, all right, and adopt those children out to Christian families or Mormon families or Jehovah's Witnesses. Oh my God. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the fucking hissy fits, the YouTube videos, you know, a fat feminist with pink hair screaming, make it stop. Could require children in foster care system, in the foster care system, to comply with their faith-based requirements. How are the children in the foster care system coming under the control of these organizations? Is the government involved in that? Again, all of this is a problem created by the government. And the idea that the government is going to solve this by throwing money at it or passing laws it's nonsensical. Again, in Ancapidice, if the baby gets spit out from between your legs, you'll get to make the decision where the baby goes. And if you want to give the baby to a fucking hardcore Christian adoption agency, or if you want to give it to a fucking Muslim adoption agency, or a Jewish adoption agency, or a homosexual adoption, you can do whatever the fuck you want. But when the government gets involved, oh my God, the government's going to make it illegal for Jews to adopt children. Well, if you really care, maybe you should get the government out of the adoption business. And I still don't even really know that require children to comply with their faith-based requirements. You're going to require the child to comply with faith-based requirements. Once again, that doesn't even make sense. But then again, this is a woman, she's a lawyer, and she's homosexual. So there's three strikes, she's out. This means child welfare organizations could send LGBT kids. Whoa, 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 whoa. And here, there's no such thing as an LGBT kid. Okay? Children do not know enough about their own existence to know that they're fucking L or G or B or T. There is no such thing as an LGBT kid. This means child welfare organization. There's only children that have homosexual parents molesting them or trying to indoctrinate them. There is no such thing as an LGBT kid. Unless you're saying being LGBT or T is genetic. In which case, as we all know, if it's not something you choose, you're not supposed to be proud of it. Which means all your gay pride parades have to go away. Which also means that when we have a genetic test to determine, oh, your baby's going to be L or G or B or T, and the parents decide to abort it based on that, I don't want to hear any fucking whining from the LGBTKKK community. Hey, the leaf blower's back! Because we didn't blow enough dirt off the fucking rocks the first time around. Alright, this means child welfare organizations could send LGBT kids to conversion therapy, a treatment designed to turn people straight. Now, I acknowledge that conversion therapy existed in the past. Does that actually still exist? I don't know. I've never said, but I could type something into Google. Really? Which the Pan-American Health Organization, I don't know what that is, but it sounds gayer than fuck, calls a, quote, serious threat to the health and well-being of affected people, unquote. And they could deny young people contraception and abortions. Oh my God, your 8-year-old child who's in the fucking foster care system won't be able to get contraceptions and abortions. This is fucking terrible. Quote, if a 17-year-old who is sexually active wants birth control, the burden to prove that constitutional right is on the child. They don't have their parents advocating for them and supposed to go alone against the system, unquote, said Bryant. I was not aware that anybody had a constitutional right to birth control. Say if they want birth control. Wait, I thought Planned Parenthood handed out free birth control. If you're 17 years old and you're in a foster home, instead of fucking, why aren't you working on getting a job, starting a business, doing something to make your life better? Why is a 17-year-old child in a foster care system? Why can't they just get some real parents? Okay, because if they had real parents, whether they're adopted or it wouldn't be called a foster care system. Why are these kids being shuffled around from one home to another? I mean, like, what the fuck is going on here? More importantly, with all this fascination with abortion, why didn't the woman who is going to end up having this child that's going to be stuck in a foster care system until it's 17 years old and having sex, why is this woman even breeding in the first place? They don't have their parents advocating for them and supposed to go it alone against the system. That's not a coherent sentence there, Susan Bryant, you dumb bitch. But second of all, they don't have their parents advocating for them. Well, why not? Aren't their foster care parents their parents? Aren't they going to advocate for them? Why do they need parents to advocate for them? Aren't there such a thing as lawyers? I mean, Susan Bryant, you're a lawyer. What the fuck are you doing? Why aren't you doing something to help these kids if you care about the children so much? Frank said most adoptions happen through the state's Child Protective Services, which would not be subject to the religious freedom mandate, though outside agencies that receive state funding would. He said his bill codifies the choices adoption agencies are already making as they select parents. Quote, "My guess is that if you have an LGBT agency, they're going to pick an LGBT family. And if you have a Baptist agency, they may be more likely to pick a Baptist family. They're free to do that and should be free to do that," unquote, Frank said, which is absolutely true. See, so far, the left-wingers have been right 0 times. The right-wingers have been right 1 time. Frank also said the bill directs state child services to ensure that other outside adoption providers without religious objections are made available to help would-be adoptive parents who get turned away by any who do raise objections. Again, because these people are not smart enough to use the internet, but somehow or another they think they're smart enough to adopt children. But his proposal is just one of the 24 pending bills in the Texas legislature that LGBTKKK advocates say encourage discrimination. And remember, by encourage discrimination, we mean don't force people to do things we want them to do. That is discrimination. Well, that took longer than I thought it would. Fucking Christ. All right. What do I got here that I can do in a short time? All right, Roger Waters has a new album coming out. Heard a couple of songs on the YouTubes. Of course, they're political and they're whining. You notice Roger Waters didn't put out any albums while Hussein Obama was president because, of course, whining about how the government of the United States murders people when a half-black person is president is something you just can't do. I bet Roger Waters was so overjoyed when Donald Trump won the election because he's like, yes, now I can finally release an album with all these songs about how evil white people are and how terrible it is for the government to kill people. Because the whole time Obama was president, Roger Waters had to keep his mouth shut because you can't talk about how you hate the government and hate the corporations and hate the powers that be when a half-black man who is a liberal Democrat and cares about the women's and the children's is president of the United States. Also, rewatched Princess Bride. It's a really good movie. I enjoy it. It's like, all right, this is as good as I remember, except for all the beta part, the whole part where the hero is running around telling the heroine, as you wish, as you wish, as you wish. It's like, a little less beta male, guys. All right, next up, I'm just blasting through this stuff. Okay, there's this guy I know, and he's talking about his wife, and his wife has all these problems, and he's got all this stuff, and then we get to the thing, and she's like, well, yeah, we have 4 rescue dogs and 5 horses. I'm like, oh my God, you and your wife collectively, and by that I mean his wife, 4 rescue dogs, not 4 dogs, 4 rescue dogs. Not 1 horse, not 2 horses, not 3 horses, Not four horses, five horses. Four rescue dogs and five horses. This is not going to end well. I am just going to stand back and wait for the fucking fallout to happen. This is going to be fascinating. Okay. Talking about children. Did a gig where children were involved and I was there for this. People, why are your sixth grade daughters wearing yoga pants? Okay, if you have a daughter and your daughter is in sixth grade and your sixth grade daughter is wearing yoga pants, you are not parenting. You are simply breeding. You should have gotten an abortion. Better yet, your mother should have gotten an abortion. I'm listening to these kids talking, and one of these little sixth graders is doing shit on his phone, and he says to the other sixth grader, yeah, last month I ran up $800 of additional fees on my cell phone, and my daddy was really mad. Okay. If you're a father, and you're letting your child, number one, have a smartphone, number two, run up $800 phone bills, and if you have a daughter and she's wearing yoga pants, you are not fathering. That is not fathering. You are not fathering. You are a fucking beta male, and you are the reason Western civilization is going to collapse.